Last month, the San Francisco Chronicle published an article detailing why the Bay Area is the new king in self-driving car technology. That rubbed Tribune Review technology reporter Aaron Opperly the wrong way, so he wrote a rebuttal. On this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, Opperly lays out the five reasons why Pittsburgh is still and has always been on top of the self-driving car game.
So number one is we were first. Pittsburgh and researchers at Carnegie Mellon had some of the first working self-driving cars going all the way back to the 80s. Number two is obviously Uber. Uber came here. Uber chose Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh has been a great testing ground for Uber. Number three is that Pittsburgh has the top talent between the people coming out of Pitt and CMU. Those researchers are drawing major companies here to work on cars. So number four is that Pittsburgh is developing the support system for self-driving cars. It's one thing just to put a LiDAR on top of a car and say it's self-driving, but there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of questions to be answered, and Pittsburgh researchers are doing that. And number five is that the future. What's next? Researchers at Pitt and CMU are already asking those questions, and what's next is going to come out of the labs here. I have not heard from anyone in the Bay Area, not heard from anyone at the Chronicle, but I think they just know that, yeah, we schooled them.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.